Ah, so it is good day to you. Very good day to you. Good day to you. And we want you to know that any time you want us to surrender the microphone and the recorder, we can. We also want you to know that RSO Maryland has not allowed that in the past. So we want you to know about the one. We told you truth when we said you are a clear channel. Get out of your way, huh? And continue. And understand that each of you are channels. We are with you each day in the morning, huh? We are with you each day on the boat, eh? We are with you when you sleep, eh? Although last night the vessel said, we know you are working on everyone, but we must sleep, huh? So understand that it is a part of that divine order. It is a part of that, what is it, floating through life that you are experiencing here. So today and tomorrow, when you go into the water, feel that energy of connection, whether you get in with the dolphins or whether you do not. Whether you get in our bay or whether you do not. Feel that vibration of flow in the cells, because it is very radical. It is contrary to what you are normally experiencing. Because normally most of you we see are like the duck. Yes? Maybe calm and peaceful on the surface, but paddling as hard as you can underneath, some more than others. So with that vibration, remind yourself that it's time to let your duck relax. It's time to step into that next opportunity. That is what this is that honoring the lion's gate is about complete transformation. Not just, oh, we want to change our hair. We want to change the way we hold our body. It is about taking off the skin that is here and putting new skin on. The silky, huh? Yes. It is about becoming that silky. It is about allowing your fins to be seen. It is about the acknowledgement of you to have the courageousness that you get to say to your clients that you may not resonate with so much anymore, I don't have an opening this week. And know that a person of the vibration that is you will come to fill that. So you can be in Thailand. Huh? Yeah. So with that vibration, know that you must do your task. Who are we to stand in the way of that? Because that, as you saw, the energy arced perfectly from you to the group. Perfectly. And even with the hands on the heart and the holding of the hands in the circle, it was like the vine encircling the energy. You see, everything is meant for you. Everything is a part of you. Everything is that connective point that we all, our hearts were opened when we thought of something that our dear, delightful Diane was maybe losing in her life that she loved so much, Panam, and most of you did not even know what that was or what it meant. But our hearts still held her. Yes? And now it is coming up with integrity. Yes? Changes occur just in that 24-hour period. That is how it works. That is the collective. The energy that we wish for you to have the profession, the career, the energy, the focus, whatever you choose, 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 and whatever you choose, and whatever you choose. For you see, when all are living that life, imagine where the world would be if the ego were at rest and only protected you when you need to remind yourself to look both ways across the street. Held you in love to know and understand that sometimes those old habits are presenting themselves so you can have the awareness in a nice, safe, wondrous group. For you see, we have seen your voice, we have heard it. We have also been surprised to realize that you were not with voice, and how far you have come as you dove naked into Lake Ouachita. Not the ocean, we notice. But you see, that energy of carriage, that is why we are balancing the chakras each day to your solar plexus with your throat, your diligence with your throat, with the carriage to speak the truth. When you speak the truth in love, it is always received. When you speak the truth in ego, or you speak the truth in defense mechanism, or you speak the truth in anger or frustration, it is not received always. But when you speak the truth in love, and you proclaim that it is difficult for you to speak, but you feel that you must, that causes the listener to listen more completely. And that is what you are learning, to be that communicator, to be that presence of knowledge, to be that wisdom maker, and to forgive that energy. So you can indeed radically trust yourself, and therefore you will trust the universe. You see, with that radicalism, that activism, that standing strong in your power, sometimes your first response is the old habit. Oh, I'm creative every day. Can't I have something new? Yes, but you see, it is new because you are creating something brand new that you have not given yourself permission to create in this lifetime, and maybe not in many. So breathe into the excitement of that and ask yourself, you've already made the decision of what you choose to create. Know that may also transform. Mm-hmm. And it may not look like what you think it is going to look like. Yeah. Because we don't know that you can think big enough. And that is the key, is to, what was it someone asked yesterday, what can we expect wherever we were going? Nothing and everything. You see, We expect, well, this is what is going to happen, and this is what is going to look like, and this is what it's going to be like. And then when something shows up that's ever so much better, a part of your reaction, notice I use the word reaction and not response, a part of your reaction is to say, oh, well, that is not what I expected, so that must be wrong. When you let go and just know that the flow will be cared for, breathe that in. You become the lion of courage, opening the gateway to your soul. You become the lioness of courage, opening the gateway to your soul. We are not going to get all caught up in lion and lioness and male and female and blah, blah, blah. You understand? You each have the golden mane of the lion, because that is the top of the food chain. That is the clarifying nature. That is the carriage that speaks their truth. That is the energy that you are transforming right here, right now, in the beauty of Bimini. And they say to be wary of the lionfish. How interesting is that? Which that is the first time the Vaisseau Meron thought, we don't remember that before, do you? So it is a part of that lion's gate opening that we are in, that 48-hour, 72-hour amplification of the energy. What in your world are you willing to transform? Not transfer. What in your world are you willing to be so clearly that there is no doubt as to your next step? That you know, even though you may not be able to see the foundation of your next step, that it will appear at the perfect moment. What is it that is so truly you that you may have spent lifetimes covering it up, and now, here, today, tomorrow, the next day, when you fly home, the pilots will say, what happened to that group? They're 87 pounds lighter than they were. Yes. So understand, that is this opening. That you have chosen to be here at this point in time, and our vessel Marilyn and the Joy, they had no idea. They just followed the guidance. Let us do it then. They do not ask questions. Well, sometimes they do. You see, that is a part of that divine flow. And even divine flow has time. For you see, we are in a human world at this moment. But that does not mean that it cannot be non-linear, that it is linear or non-linear, or however you work with that. Figure it out. You see, because you are swimming between hope and fear. You're swimming into the hope. And you're looking back at the fear and saying, thank you for that information. Thank you for that information. Thank you for that training to know. And then you swim into hope, which transfers into love. And in that vibration, that is where all possibilities exist. in that vibration of learning to float with the water, not panicking. Remember the first time you put on the mask and breathed underwater? It was like, for many of you, a bit of a panic. Lack of trust. You get to learn radical trust as well, eh? So in that vibration, that is where the magic appears. In that frequency, that is where the empowerment comes. You know, M can be changed to I am. Power. Meant to be here. As each of you are. Nice, huh? That is where the teaching comes from and the healing of that old program that wants to hold on to that pain because it's familiar. And the soul will always go to what is familiar. The cells will always go to what is familiar. The soul, yeah, just is there neutral. The cells will go to what is familiar. And you are in unfamiliar waters. Literally. The dolphins were where they have never been before. Yesterday. Wonder where they'll be today, huh?
We won't even have to get in the boat.
Ah, we love that. They were on the beach this morning.
They were. Yes.
They were.
Yes.
Yesterday.
And yesterday.
Last night.
Yeah. This morning.
Yes. Yes. Oh. You see, that is about pairing the undercurrent with the oversoul.
Ah.
You understand? Because when you look at the undercurrent and you think, oh, that's something that is bad. What bad things do I still have to heal? But when you pair it with your oversoul, that is where that undercurrent, the little fins relax, and you just flow into that energy. Take a deep breath. We would ask for a visual to hold your hand here over your heart and just feel that energy of the figure eight. You bringing that energy towards you of love and then giving it out. With your intention, bring that energy of love to your heart. And then share it and bring that energy of love back. In case you missed it though, hey, get your attention. Everything is a message. You feel that. And that goes up, it goes down, it goes back, it goes forward, it goes out to the sides. Breathe into that, dearest beings of light. As you say yes to you, as you say yes to the divine timing, the daughter of the stars, the energy of connection, the liberation, the flow, the clearing of old stuff, and the perfect divine integration. Perfect divine integration. You have a question? We will also have time for question tonight as well. Yes.
I have always liked a nostalgia of love I got when I feel the energy of the planet I'm coming from. And always everybody tell we are volunteer, we came here as volunteers. But I feel I was not a volunteer like they sent me and I didn't want, and I am angry. That's the feeling. And it makes me cry each time I am connected or I feel the love of the star family. So much.
Understand that even though it may be difficult to realize, even though it may be difficult to accept, there are no mistakes. So what happened to you in the womb that you took in programmed that belief. It is not yours.
Yes. Oh.
Yes.
I know, but how to get rid of that? I tried.
So, are you ready to do it once and for all? So what would you like to feel like?
Totally in clearance in the in light, so powerful that nobody can send me any kind of that.
Totally in light, so powerful.
Yes, to find it.
To know that you are here by divine design.
Yes.
That all those old programs that came to you in the womb and in your tiny childhood babyhood, those were part of your training ground. To know that you are here on this planet to be the difference. Are we paraphrasing too much? Because it has to be your thought. Are we ready? We're clearing that old program. So you sit and receive. We are clearing that old energy. That old belief that that was some mistake that you are here, that you did not volunteer. And to let you know that you are the powerful volunteer that shifts the energy. Just allow yourself to integrate that old program. As we know, that energy is received. It is also assisting others who have felt the same, that they are a mistaken visitor to this planet. And to know that one of your primary guides, the Archangel Michael, is there in your protection. And with that energy, to know that your divine purpose, your divine destiny, is what you choose now. And to know that you did raise your hand, even though you were made to feel that you did not. No mistakes.
Huh? We're so glad you're here.
Yeah, so sure. Understand that also creates the harmonics of the energy. Yes? You have a question?
It's about Atlantis again. What is the galactic or star connection with Atlantis?
The galactic
or star connection or ET connection with Atlantis?
The beings who survived Atlantis were from the stars. They could breathe underwater as well as above water. They could transform from the human to the water being. In that capacity, there are Pleiadian, there are Vegan, there are Arcturian, and there are Sirian that are a part of that energy. They are a part of the whole, because the galactics, just as they are watching us now and asking us for help, the galactics were a part of that. They were part of that seeding of Atlantis, just as other galactics were part of the seeding of Lemuria. There are those that say they happened at the same time. So you could not have a lifetime in Lemuria and a lifetime in Atlantis. That is not our belief system. And some of the greatest channels of the world will argue that point. And we say, prove it.
Show me.
Show me. If I saw Marilyn is from Missouri, show me. So know that you were a part of those beings who did both. That is why it hurts your heart so much when you see the water with a problem in it. Maybe all of you did to survive. You see what we say? Breathe. You are breathing above water now. Surprise. Does that make sense to you? Does that help? Yes.
What is the relationship between Shenandoah and Atlantis, if there is one? I'm just trying to understand the dream like that.
Well, when you look at the first two definitions in the dictionary of Shenandoah, they have nothing to do with the third definition.
That's right.
That's the definition. The stars to come into this energy of transformative change. And you are their daughters. You understand? It also represents a freeing of the spirit from bondage, as you are. Huh? Yes. Yes. Question?
Yes. What was keeping, it wasn't just me, but the others also up all night, or half the night last night.
What's the question?
What was keeping you up all night last night? For you, it was the worry of getting it right.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
You know, there is no right or wrong.
I know. I still do it.
Except when you say, I'm sorry.
I didn't.
That is just...
Put it over here.
Nah, you did not say you were sorry. We heard it. Uh-huh. Because a part of the energy is thinking, I have to get this. I have to get this now. I've got to get it right. But sometimes the universe, your guides, will do whatever it takes to help you transform. And when you're a bit tired, as you know, transformation is a bit easier.
So sleep more.
Then you stay where you are. So when you do not sleep, when you are receiving the activations of Bimini through the night, and your body is saying to yourself, I'm a bit tired today, that is when you're shifting a bit easier, because your resistance is down. Now, there are many groups that accuse the vessel Maryland of doing that on purpose. And it is true. Huh? Don't tell her we told her secret. So in that vibration, know that this is that time. You chose to come here for the Lion's Gate. You chose to be here for a total internal and external transformation. Washing the waters away. You have a question?
How did we use the dolphins? What was our relationship?
They were your friends. They were your transportation. They were your teachers. They were your healers. They were your listeners. They were your storytellers. For they also carry that portion of their brain, like the elephant, that carries the memories of their ancestors. So they carried forth all things.
Did they survive?
Yes.
Or are they new? Like
they survived.
So the dolphins we meet are direct descendants from
the dolphins that were here.
That's why they remember us.
Yes, you see how they remember. Well, they may remember the boat, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would like to ride them.
That is why you have that energy of wanting to ride them, because yourselves remember when you held on to them and they took you far away for safety. Yes. Yes.
I got a strong feeling that we were all together also in Egypt.
Very possibly.
And I'm wondering, was there any connection between Egypt and Atlantis?
Maybe.
Well, somebody was talking about the hieroglyphs. You saw it. Yeah. The hieroglyphs were the song of those songs. They speak a word and we make this.
All cultures that were here at that time are connected. All cultures, over and under. We don't see at this moment the pyramids that are underneath these islands, buried deep, but they have been showing themselves in other locations. So it is very possible. Whether you each were there, come in 2021, when we return to Egypt.
Right.
Mm.
Yes.
What was the use of the pyramids?
What was the use of?
The use of the pyramids were honoring and almost like satellite signals.
When the stars.
Yes, yes. You had a question.
I have a question about my knee. And I know a piece of the news if you're moving forward, and I feel like I've really been trying to work on everything. Is there anything that's left missing that I still need to work on for complete healing?
Is the pain in the front or the back?
Kind of the upper left quadrant is the weakest section.
In the front. That's his healing of the past in the feminine. You see, in our belief, the past is the front of the body. The back of the body is your future. Because you can see where you have been, but you cannot see where you are going. Also, there is a tear in your meniscus.
I know that. Yes.
Yes. So. Yes, so what you wish to do is to start that knitting process and allow the dolphins to help you knit it today. Because it feels better in the water, huh?
Oh, loves the water.
Yes, yes, exactly.
That's we know that holographic healing.
We know that there are many questions. It is time for lunch, yes?
Whenever you're ready.
One question.
Okay.
Depends on the question, but more question.
Well, it's personal, so. There was this man in my life that helped me heal a lot this spring with Joel and preparing to come in here. And he's connected to the rainbow, and he taught me a lot about, and this is what happens every time I think about him, or the whole 4 months he was in my life. I could not speak, and I know I always felt that we had met in another life, and every time I see a rainbow here, I connect immediately to him. So what do I need to know from him or from you? Like,
you know what we are going to say.
No.
What do you need to know?
Yeah.
Yes, that is our question to you.
Yeah, okay, so.
So take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Why is that affecting your voice? When you first met him, many thousand years ago, had you had your voice displaced? And he has come back to this time to help you find your voice again. To know that you do not have to speak the untruth that you think that people want to hear. Does that make sense?
That.
Yes. And connecting with that beautiful energy of multicolor iridescence.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I could feel the love and that it was right, but then in
so
my head.
Know that we can fan that energy that is rolling round about. Take a deep breath. We are not going to just tell you all the answers, because you get it. After 2012, we are only asking questions. We confirm your information. But what we do see was when you first saw him, long time ago, and in the future, that you had had your voice removed. And your cells are still experiencing some of that. So now that you don't have to experience it anymore, you'll keep your voice. Although this one's very sexy. Oh, dearest
Thank
beings
you.
Of light, we love you so much. We honor you. We thank you for your guidance. We honor you. And we thank you for taking us on your journey. We honor each of you for your willingness to be present. For your willingness to say, I don't know, but I don't know, but I'm willing to learn. And I'm getting better at learning to be present. Namaste.